Welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. This is where you are going to continue to learn, apply, and pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family will not only just survive, but thrive even during these very, very uncertain times. Hi, and welcome again, everyone. This is Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries. And as always, well, it is an absolute honor and a privilege to have you with us again. It really is. Now, what's going to be in our schedule for our 30-minute time together today? Well, first, you are going to kick off our Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, okay? It's going to be a great way for you to start out 2023, and it's coming your way in just a couple of minutes. Then you're going to be in for some great teaching from Dave Ramsey and John Maxwell, and a great home buying credit score tip from Clark Howard. So stay tuned, won't you? It's going to be a great time together. Now, as we start, well, let me pray for us. Father, we thank you for meeting with us again today. Will you please give us ears to hear all that it is that you have planned for us to hear, to your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. During our Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar together, you are going to learn what God has to say about how you are to best manage the material areas of your life in ways that are going to be pleasing to Him. You're not only going to learn to combine key biblical financial principles along with some critical spiritual applications, you're going to also take a good look at some Jewish history. You're going to learn some Greek. And even along the way, you're going to pick up a hint or two on how to live with a whole lot less financial stress and anxiety around your house. Now, right off the bat, I've got to tell you that this is going to be a fantastic time together. It really is. Because God is going to do an amazing work in your heart. You are about to begin a journey of discovery. And what the Holy Spirit is going to give you during this journey can absolutely, positively, and completely transform your entire spiritual and financial life. And that's going to be a great thing for you. It really is. Because you, my friend, listen, you are a unique part of the body of Christ. Did you know that? I mean, did you know that the data shows that fewer than 10% of the body of Christ are ever going to step out and take the time and make the effort and even the sacrifice to learn and apply what the Bible has to say about how to handle money? This means that more than 90% of the other folks in the body of Christ will sadly, well, they'll never be able to truly enjoy financial freedom God's way. But just because you are unique, well, that doesn't mean you're going to have it easy. Oh, no. Listen, for example, if you are just getting started out in your financial material life, listen, if you are just starting in your adult professional life, then you need to know that you are going to be in for some rough financial times. And as a matter of fact, the data shows that for every 100 people who enter a career today, by the time the end of that career rolls around, only five or six are going to be financially independent. 15 or so are going to have some money left over. And, well, 80%, 80 out of 100 are either going to be dead, broke, or dependent upon their family. So, if you're just starting out, my friend, you are headed into some perilous financial times. But listen, maybe that's not the case with you. Maybe you are not just starting out. Maybe you've been around for a while. And if this is the case, then you already know that these are truly perilous financial times, right? I mean, for example, you have already seen that home values are going down. Foreclosures are going up. Listen, you already know that many savings and retirement plans, well, they've been wiped out as the stock market and the value of the dollar continues to fluctuate. Listen, you've seen vanishing credit. You've seen fluctuating gas prices. You know that food prices are going up, right? And some folks are having their hours and wages cut back, and others, well, they lose their jobs altogether. Listen, there are more personal bankruptcies today than ever before. And perhaps you or somebody you know are seeing your health care costs go up or your benefits erode or vanish completely. Now, the bottom line is this. Whether you are just starting out, or you've been around the block once or twice or several times. Well, you're here right now, so you obviously want to learn how to handle money wisely and do it God's way. But remember, only about 5 to 6% of the folks they're ever going to make it there. Only 5 to 6%. And that's good news for you. Listen, the good news for you is that during our time together, you are going to see how you can become one of those 5 to 6%. And listen, how you can become a tool to help bring others along with you as well. All right? The Holy Spirit is going to show you how you can earn and give and save and spend more than you ever dreamed possible. And how you can do it in ways that are going to be pleasing to God. Now listen, you are not only unique, you are truly the exception to the rule. Now what do I mean by that? Well, you're here right now, right? That means that you have a desire and you are following through on that desire. That makes you an exception in the body of Christ, and that makes you a real exception in the world today. I mean, you are the exception. You are not the rule. Now how so? Well, because most everyone wants to change. So what do they do? Well, most everyone will set a goal or two to get some change up and operating in their life, right? But most of the time, most folks, well, they don't change. Why? Because they don't follow through on their goals. Now, why would that be? Well, listen, because most people, most of the time, simply do not do what they know they need to do. They know what they need to do. They just simply don't do it. You see, everyone has good intentions, but you know what they say about the road paved with good intentions, right? Listen, but more often than not, when most people start off and they said and they want to follow through on some goals, they likely end up taking a break and spending some quality time on that wonderful fantasy island known as Someday Isle. Someday Isle. I mean, have you ever been there? Have you? Well, listen, you've been there. You've ended up there if you said something like, someday I'll read that book, right? I mean, someday I'll start that exercise program. Someday I'll upgrade my skills so I can get a better job. Or maybe even someday I'll learn to start to do all the things that I know I need to do to move from where I am to where God wants me to be financially. Someday. And do you know what? Those who keep the numbers, well, they tell us that about 80% of the population live on Someday Isle most of the time. And while they're there, what do you suppose they do? Okay, what do they do sitting around the island all day? Well, for the most part, they sit around and they think, and they dream and they fantasize about the things they are going to do and what it's going to be like someday. And listen, what do you think the main topic of conversation happens to be on Someday Isle? How about excuses? I got to believe everybody sits around all day and swap excuses for being on the island. I mean, they play the blame game and they learn to play it very well. Now, why would that be? Because they truly believe that everything is always somebody else's fault, particularly, especially when it comes to the area of finances. I mean, you know, you've heard this. I mean, it's my parents' fault that I'm in this mess. It's my wife's fault. It's my husband's fault. It's the government's fault. Or even, even sadly, it's God's fault. I mean, even the dog barks wrong at my house and it's somebody else's fault, anybody else's fault but mine, right? Have you been there? Now, hey, you know what, Adam, like in Adam and Eve? Well, I got to believe that Adam had to be the very first one who ever showed up on Someday Isle. You see, Adam was the very first person to play the blame game, right? I mean, when Adam found out that he was in deep trouble with God, he looked around at God and said something like, hey, God, I mean, this woman you gave me did this. You know, sadly, I got to believe that Adam was only the very first to face his problems like a true man. He blamed his wife. And the fact is, my friend, from Adam, oh my goodness, down through all of time, people get to someday aisle because their life is an endless litany of excuses. And do you know what they find? Well, we find that there are basically only two different kinds of people, those who make good and those who make excuses. You see, everyone on someday aisle has the same disease, and it's called excuse-itis. And this disease of excuse-itis is invariably fatal to success, particularly financial success. Well, I got to tell you, my friends, starting today, starting right now, you are going to learn to quit making excuses and to make good. You see, you are a child of God, and God does not manufacture junk, and he does not sponsor flops. You are going to learn to draw a spiritual, financial line in the sand and say, I am not compromising another day. I am not giving in one more time. Financial victory is going to be mine starting right now in the name of the living God. Listen, you are going to quit looking at who's against you, and you're going to start thinking about who is with you. You see, my friend, God wants to make a difference in your life to include your financial life. But a word of warning, I got to tell you, listen to me here. To achieve something that you've never achieved before, you may have to learn and practice qualities and skills that you've never had before. During our time together, you are going to learn essential biblical disciplines required for you to prayerfully build your personal financial character and your personal financial personality. Do you know what God is calling you to do today? Or better yet, my friend, do you know one of the many things you are going to be able to do during and after our time together? My friend, God is going to spiritually and financially equip you to vote yourself off Sunday aisle once and for all. Listen, no more excuses. Losers make excuses. Winners in Christ make progress. During our times together, you are going to make some serious spiritual and financial progress. During our times together, you are going to learn what God has to say about how you are to take care of, how you are to best manage the material areas of your life, and you are going to learn how to do it in ways that are pleasing to Him. And how are you going to do all of that? By prayerfully learning to blend the spiritual and the financial in ways that you have never experienced before. For example, you will not only learn to combine key biblical financial principles along with some critical spiritual applications, you're also going to take a good look at some Jewish history and some Jewish word pictures. You're going to learn some Greek. You're going to hear some true stories about challenges and lessons learned. You're going to have some fun, and you're even going to learn a little bit more about Rex, our Roman soldier friend, and see again what in the world he has to do with your personal finances. And along the way, you are going to also pick up a hint or two on how to live with a whole lot less stress and financial anxiety around the house. Okay? Now, do you need a hint or two of how to live with a little less financial anxiety and stress? Well, my friend, you have come to the right place at the right time to start down your road to financial freedom God's way. But listen, you're going to start that journey in a way that I know you do not expect, okay? During your very next lesson, you are going to take an aerial view of God's perspective on money and financial material management, and it's going to be a view that you will likely have never seen before. You are going to consider the three questions that God asks of anyone who ever chooses to love and serve Him, who choose to make a material and a financial difference in the kingdom of God. Then you're going to see how He asked these same three questions to folks back in biblical times, and how He is asking these same three questions to you today. So, your journey down your personal road to financial freedom, God's way, in 2023 is off and running. Please don't miss a single program. Now, I have to believe that you are already familiar with Mr. Dave Ramsey. You already know that he's a personal money management expert. He's a tremendous radio personality. He's a prolific writer. Well, I got to tell you, it's been my great pleasure and honor to be part of Dave's team of certified financial coaches since way back in 2004, all right? Now, what you may not know is that beginning right now in 2023, we are regularly going to hear from Dave on this program. So let's get right to it, and let's see what Dave has for us today.
In the lobby of Ramsey Solutions, Alex and Stephanie drop by. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey.
Thank you.
Welcome. How can we help today?
We are currently debt-free except for our mortgage.
Good.
And we are looking for, we want to know how to prepare for Stephanie to lower her work and income so that we can, and she can stay for
The second baby.
Okay, yeah. So you got a baby, and you want to go home and be a full-time mom?
Part-time mom, basically. I'm a nurse, so I work 3 12-hour shifts. Mm-hmm. I want to take it down to 2 once we have a second baby.
Okay, cool. So, it's a fairly simple thing. What would your income drop by and start living on that now? Okay, so calculate what your income will become if you do that and start living on that. And you'll know you're living on that if you put the rest of it in the bank. Or towards your debt or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever the numbers, let's say it drops by $8,000 a year, whatever it is, $10,000 a year, $20,000 a year, whatever it drops by, okay? Then you need to live on what your new income would be if you did that. There, and you know you're doing that if you're banking the difference. So you need to live on you at 2 days a week instead of you at 3 days a week, and 1 day needs to go in the bank. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And
that proves to yourself that you're really doing it. Because otherwise, you're kind of like, well, I think we can do it, maybe, and we'd like to do it, and then you don't. Mm-hmm. And then you end up going, you know, putting that extra day a week on a credit card and run yourself back up into debt or something. And so just because you didn't plan it out, you have to learn to live on the new income. So go ahead and practice that now. And you know you're doing it by banking the difference. Is that logical?
Yes.
Very cool. Well, congratulations. Is baby two on the way?
No, not yet.
Okay, so you're just kind of thinking through how to do this.
Just planning.
Yeah, yes. Well, that'd be a great way to do it. What baby step are you on? Are you out of debt?
Yes,
we're in 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, so that's easy then. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're just going to pile up some extra money for the fun of it right now. Mm-hmm. Not to get ready. The extra money's not to feed the money that you're short. No, we're not going to subsidize that because that money will burn up. Mm-hmm. But it's in order to practice living on a lower income than you have been. Is that logical?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You got this. Congratulations. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thanks.
Now, that is a good word. You see, most of the time, folks need help to work more, to be able to make more, to get out of debt. But once you are mostly out of debt, sometimes you can be in a position of not having to work so much. But to prayerfully move to get out of debt and grow to create some space, some margin in your life, well, my friends, I know from experience that takes time, it takes skill, and it is likely to take some help. Now, the good news is that there is help out there, and one of the best ways to go and get that help is to contact the Dave Ramsey Organization at www.ramseysolutions.com. That's www.ramseysolutions.com. Thanks, Dave, for another great word of encouragement. Now, I really love this next segment. It's time for another minute with Maxwell. Now remember, each time that we are together with this Christian author and speaker and coach, well, John is going to share his insight into a single word, And that insight can really add a great deal of value to us in every area of our walk with the Lord. All right? What is today's word? Well, today's word is try.
Hi, John Maxwell here. I'm glad you're with me today on Minute with Maxwell. The word today is try. I would imagine about every day you and I say at some time of the day, well, I'm going to try to get this accomplished. I'm going to go try to make this happen. It's a word that is used by me many times. I'll bet it's used by you quite a few times also. It's a good word, but it's not a great word. There's something about the word try that tells me that I'm going to try it, but if it doesn't work, I think I'll back away from it. There's a sense of perhaps resignation, or I'm going to have an excuse if I don't accomplish it. I think that maybe we need to use less try in our life and just say more, I'm going to do this. There's something definite about I'm going to do this today versus I'm going to try this today. You see, try has a back door, and you can walk out kind of quickly on it and not get it accomplished, where do doesn't have any doors at all. You just get in there and you do it until it's done. So make this a do day, not a try day. My name's John Maxwell. I'm glad you're with me.
Wow, great word today from John Maxwell. And boy, oh boy, does it apply to your prayerful journey down the road to financial freedom God's way. I mean, if you choose to just try to learn and apply Bible-based financial principles and applications, well, it really does come across as a half attempt. And if it gets, too hard, takes a little bit too much time, well, then it's okay to just give up and to go back to your financial journey the way that it has always been. That's how the word try comes across. My friend, this should never be the case with you in your road to financial freedom God's way. As the Lord and you start and then continue to do finances His way, why not simply remove the word try from your vocabulary and replace it with something like, yes, he and I can. Or even better yet, yes, he and I will. You see, you and he and you can do it, and we're here to help. All right. Now let's get a consumer tip from Clark Howard, having to do with your credit score if you are looking to buy a home. Now, first of all, just who is Clark Howard? Well, you probably already know that he is a leading consumer advocate and money expert. Listen, he has been sharing practical advice to help, as he says, help people save more and spend less for well over 30 years. And he knows what he's talking about, as demonstrated by the fact that he has retired. Listen, he's been retired since he was 31 years old, okay? You can listen to his nationally syndicated radio program, or you can check him out at clarkhoward.com. I've been listening to him for years. Now, as you know, well, there are a whole lot of folks who live in our area, and even those who would love to live in our area, there are a lot of folks thinking about buying a home here in the North Georgia, Western North Carolina mountains. And in order to buy a home, your lender, well, he's going to have to check your credit score. But different lenders have different requirements. Now, generally speaking, naturally, the higher the score, the better going to be your terms. However, again, different lenders require different scores. For example, conventional loans have tougher requirements, so these loans are generally appealing to those who are in a good place financially. So if you want the best rates, then probably a conventional loan is going to be the place to start. Now, to qualify for a conventional loan, you're generally going to want to have a credit score of 680 or above. If you're in the 700, so much the better. Now, having said that, you may find some conventional lenders that allow scores of, maybe 640, maybe even as low as 620. But generally speaking, you're going to be looking at a conventional loan, while you're going to have to expect to have a credit score of 680, 700, or higher. Okay, so that's conventional loans. But then there are the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, loans, and these require a score of 580. If you have a score below 580, you may still qualify for an FHA loan, but you're going to put out 10% as a down payment. So you have conventional loans, FHA loans, but then you also have Veterans Affairs loans, VA loans. Now, the VA is not a direct lender. They don't lend you money directly from the VA, okay? So they do not set any minimum credit score requirements, but their partner lenders generally, they look for a 620 credit score. And then finally, well, you have the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, loans. And these loans generally have no credit score requirements, but you're going to receive the best interest rates with a score somewhere in the high 600s. Now here's a final thought. The credit score you need to buy a house varies by lender and by which mortgage loan program you choose. Generally speaking, the higher your score, the better off you're going to be. If you have a score of at least 760, well, you should be getting close to the top rates. If that is not realistic for you right now, well, then I suggest that you shoot for a score of at least 700. You're not going to get the top rates, but you're still going to save a whole lot of money over the long run. And a side note, go to clarkhoward.com and see some of the great ways to improve. Listen, legally improve your credit score. All right then, that just about wraps up our time together today. And what a time together it's been. Recall that you took your first steps down the road to financial freedom God's way as we worked our way through the introduction to the new Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar. And there you discovered that you are unique in the body of Christ, and you're unique in the fact that you can learn to prayerfully avoid time on someday aisle. Then during our next radio seminar, Time Together, you are going to discover the three questions God asks of anyone, of everyone who ever chooses to love and serve Him, who choose to make both a material and a financial difference in the kingdom of God. You are going to see how He asked these three questions to folks way back in Bible times, and listen, how He is asking these same three questions to you today. It's going to be a great time together. You're not going to want to miss it. Then, well, after the seminar, you received some great teaching from Dave Ramsey. And boy, this was unique, wasn't it? To help us see how it is possible to lower your income to help create some space and some margin in your life. Now, that's an interesting take on financial management. Then John Maxwell talked to us a bit about prayerfully removing the word try, removing that word from our vocabulary. And then finally, you learned from our consumer advocate friend, Clark Howard, some of the ins and outs of working with your credit score if you are planning to buy a home. My friend, I want to thank you for being with us today. Now, remember, you can always go check out our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. Now, why in the world would you want to do that? So glad you asked. On our website, again, at www.christianfinancialministries.org, you can either re-listen to, or you can even get a transcript of this or any of our radio programs. Plus, you're going to soon be able to see a schedule of all of our seminars and all of our workshops and all of our music events for 2023, all of them that you can enjoy live from our Hiawassee Ministry and Events Center. By the way, our upcoming seminars and workshops include How to Prepare to Become a Surviving Spouse. That's a hard one, but it's a good one. And How to Raise Money-Wise Children God's Way. All of that and a whole lot more at our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. Okay, now that does wrap up our time together today, which means it is now time for us to close in prayer. Father, we thank You for bringing us together again today and for each of the days yet to come. all to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day, won't you? And we're looking forward to seeing you next time as we continue down your personal road to financial freedom God's way.